Listen to this. Brooms. That particular phrase, words, just got my attention. Broom. You know, I can punch my wife. I could. And I could pinch her real hard. And a bruise spot will pop up. And she don't cover it up, y'all see she out of somebody that he done pinched her. That's a bruise, isn't it? Her skin not broken, but it's bruised. And you can recognize that that's not her normal way of looking. Because her skin is supposed to be pretty and smooth and color all the way through the same. Unless you're trying to get a tan or something. But I don't know, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you can see that, can't you? Y'all gonna stay with me today? I'm talking. You can see that. And you say he mean to her. Cause he didn't hit her, bruise her up, and she, you know, she can have bruises all over her body. But I looked that word up, bruise. Here's another way. It says bruise, what is that? Said to injure or hurt slightly. As with an insult or unkind remark. And we have people walking around bruised. Somebody insulted you. Somebody spoke something to you that was unkind. And it hurt you. And what is that? What is that for? Why did Satan want you that way? Because he knows if you bruise, you offended, you hurt, you can't receive the good news of the gospel. Anybody here? Amen. And when someone else will try to tell you of the goodness of God, you can't overcome that by thinking about who offended you, who spoke an unkind word to you to hurt you. But Jesus said what? Let me read it again. Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the broken heart, to preach deliverance to the captive and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty to do what? To do what? To set at liberty to them. That's the gospel. You were bruised, but I come along and preach the good news to you and tell you, yeah, you got offended, you got hurt, but here's the good news. Yes. Jesus sets you free. Yes. Jesus has set you free. But if I come along and tell you, yeah, you need to get even with them, I wouldn't take that mess. And I give it to you as the gospel. Guess what? You go in there and don't know. You're going to try to get even with them. And you're going to say some choice words back to them. Yeah. And they'll say some more choicer word back to you. Right. And you come out of there worse than you went in.
That's right. That's right.
Hmm? Because you didn't understand. You thought somebody gave you the right advice to go get even with them. But Jesus said, you don't have to get even with nobody. I took care of that for you. Vengeance is mine. I will what? Now, you learned anything? Now let's go back to Romans 1:16. If you can, this time, put it up in the Passion Translation. Romans 1:16. Let's go back to that. Romans 1:16. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. The gospel. What draws the line? We're getting there. He says, are you working on? Well, I got to move. Romans 1:16, listen to it, the 16th, because we got to get to 17 as well. He said, I refuse to be ashamed of sharing the wonderful message of God's liberating power unleashed in us through Christ. That's why I won't be quiet about it. I refuse to be ashamed of sharing the wonderful message of God's liberating power unleashed in us through Christ. Why? For I am thrilled to preach to everyone who believes. And he'll say, the Jew first and to the people everywhere. Verse 17. This gospel, look at this now. This gospel does what?
Unveils
continual. Continual what?
Revelation
of God's
righteousness.
What is it? God's righteousness. Move on. A perfect righteousness. Given us, given to us, when given, excuse me, given to us when we what? Believe, and it moves us from receiving life through faith to the power of living by faith. I love that. This is what the scripture means when it says, we are right with God through faith, through living, through life-giving faith. They skipped that part. That's why I have to go back to my iPad. We are right with God through life-giving faith. What makes me right with God? Because he had given me faith. And this faith I live by every day, it's a life-giving faith. That faith continues to give life to me. That's why I live by it. It's the life-giving faith of God that continues to give life to me, continues to give life to you. What did the 2 Corinthians say is 4:16? Said, though our outward man perish, but our inward man is renewed day by day. Why? Because that life-giving faith continually give life, and the just shall live by faith. That we who have been made right with God, we are to live by faith.